Hi there, and welcome to today's video about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Mayotte Van Eidert, and I will be with you every day for the next 16 weeks, showing you how I raise baby chicks from day old until they're healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pampered Chicken Mama, and we have a line of layer feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens and Chick Starter, which is the inspiration for this video series. Now, a common question that I get a lot is, what do I do if my baby chick has heat stroke? And the reason that this can happen is if your heat lamp or your whatever heat source you're using is too hot and the chicks don't get away from it, or they can't sufficiently get away from it in order to prevent them from becoming dehydrated. In another video, we talked about alternate heat sources and why I personally don't use heat lamps, and I'll actually link you to that video and you can watch it after this video. Now, before we get started with this video, just remember that I'm not a vet. I can't give you veterinary advice. This is simply what I would do in this situation. And if your chick does have heat stroke, or if you're not sure what to do, really the best thing to do is to go get a qualified vet's advice. But when it comes to heat stroke, there are some things that you can do. The first thing to do is to prevent it by not using really high heat sources, you know, really hot heat sources, and also not putting your chicks out in the sun where they can't get to any shade. You know your chick has heat stroke if it's panting, if it's laying on its side, if it's unresponsive. That's a pretty good indicator. So if you find that your chick has heat stroke and they're responsive, so their eyes are open and they're awake and they're alert, maybe they're just panting a little bit, get them out of the heat and offer them water with electrolytes in it. One option is that if your chick is not seeming to cool down, you can go ahead and put their feet in cooler water. I would be very judicious with this, and I would just keep a really good eye on the chick just to make sure that it doesn't get too cold. I personally would not submerge the entire chick in water. I would just put their feet in water because their feet are going to help them get cooler. I would also make sure that you offer cool water with electrolytes in it. Now, if your chick is completely unresponsive and you can't get a hold of a vet, you can't get a vet's advice, I would get them to a cool area where you can monitor them, and I would try and get cool water onto their feet to see if that helps to revive them. Once they're revived, you can go ahead and offer them the water with the electrolytes in it. I personally do not put water with electrolytes in it in my chicks' mouths because we're not sure if they can swallow it or if it's gonna really have any effect. These are just ideas for an emergency when you can't get a hold of a vet. So I tend to go with the least invasive option available. Once your chick seems okay, which means that it's eating and drinking normally, then I would personally return it to the flock then, but I would really monitor it and I would really make sure that it was doing okay and that nobody was in a situation where they were just getting too hot. So that means if you use a heat lamp, monitor the temperature in the brooder to make sure it doesn't get above the temperature necessary for the chicks based on their age. We talked in another video about what those temperatures should be. I also make sure that they're not in direct sunlight, and that if you do put them outside, that they always have access to shade. Because they're younger than adults, which means that they're more fragile, baby chicks are much more likely to experience heat stroke than adults might. And in the description for this video, we'll go ahead and we'll also link you to where you can get a recipe for homemade electrolytes. You can go ahead and get electrolytes from a farm store. I would recommend those over making one yourself, but if it's an emergency situation and you just can't get to the farm store, or you just want an option ASAP, then this recipe is a really good option for you. And above all, it's really important that if this happens, you can take these emergency measures, but be sure to contact a vet and ask them what you should do in addition to these emergency measures. I'm not a vet, so I can't really tell you anything beyond what my own experience has given me, so I do encourage you to contact a qualified vet when this does happen to you. I hope you've enjoyed today's video. It was about what to do when your baby chicks have heat stroke. If you've enjoyed this video, please go ahead and leave a comment below. You can also leave a comment if you have a question about how to raise backyard chickens. Please do consider subscribing. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please be sure to click the notification bell to be notified about when I upload new videos, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks, as I show you how to raise baby chicks from day old until they're healthy layers. Thanks for watching this video, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.